Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified. You do your thing on the side. I'm still dating, man. Don't you be
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Contender for the Faith broadcast. And yes, this is the Reddit Church from YouTube. This is the day that the Lord has made. And what we're going to do, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank and praise God for allowing us another opportunity to come before you. Once again, I tell you, you know, we here at the Reddit Church try to help you to be ready. Oh, yes, the soon coming King is coming. Oh, yes, he's coming back for a ready church without and without wrinkles on today. So we know that the word of God, it will iron out all the wrinkles and get out all the spots. All you got to do is dig in the word of God, seek his face like never before, for he's soon to come. And we want to be ready when he comes. Ain't that right? So today we're going to talk about the United House of Prayer along with a lot of others, you know. We've done like part one, part two. We want to, we didn't get all our information out. You know, we're just trying to get you prepared. I mean, this thing has been going on for years, and we see that it's creeping back into the house of God. We know we're living in an apostate generation where, you know, false teaching, false doctrine, everywhere you look, I tell you, we know that Jesus is soon to come. We see all the signs around about us. Things are changing, but thank God his word remains the same. It's our roadmap from earth to glory. I tell you, on today, I have my guest with me. On today, I have Andrew Dundu La Gente from YouTube channel. Also, we have Sister Johnson, and we have Pastor Harris with us on today. I tell you, God bless you.
God bless you.
I tell you, we are excited about what the Lord is doing in spite of what the enemy is doing. We know God has a greater work. He's more powerful than the hands of the enemy on today. And we just thank him. We look around. We see that the church is intoxicated. I'm telling you, they have drunken the wine of Babylon, the wine of false doctrine, the wine of false teaching all around about us. We need to keep our focus in the word of God. That's the only thing that will keep your mind straight. You know, like I just say, because they've drunken the wine. When you drink wine, you get off balance. You can't think clear. You can't see clear. You can't walk straight, and you can't hear clearly. But, you know, if you get into the word of God and let the word of God get inside of you, hey, he will lead you from earth to glory. We need to get our ticket so we can get up out of here. The soon coming King is coming. We see that the enemy is working fast because he knows he has but a short time. And the book of Proverbs 22 and 28 says, remove not the ancient landmark which the Father has set. Do not move it. Do not move it. We cannot move the foundation as we've been studying and seeing all, you know, we're living in the last days and God is uncovering. He's revealing. There's been a lot of things that have been hid, but God has pulling up the skirts, like he said in the word of God, and he's showing people nakedness in this last hour. Like I said, in the book of Revelation 17 and 2 says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication and inhabitants of the earth has been made drunken with the wine of her fornication. And down to verse 5 says, and upon her head, forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlot and abomination on the earth. I'm telling you, when you look around, we see that the enemy is at work, but we know that God is great and greatly to be praised on today. So we're going to have start off with Sister Johnson on the United House of Prayer. I'm telling you, Day of Grace was around. They had a lot of different leaders. And also, I want to say that Dad of Grace even wrote out his own obituary and, you know, his own funeral. My Lord, I tell you. And we look at the church today with all these leaders wanting to be worshipped and lifted up and trying to take God's place just like Satan. Oh, yes, we see the spirit of Babylon in the house on today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Ready Church. Thank you, Jesus. During my studies, I found out that before Daddy Grace went into the so-called ministry, he was a railroad cook. He also visited the area of Norfolk in 1926, where he lived in a penthouse called Grace Village Apartments. And during this time, when he came to town in the month of July, every year they would give this parade around July the 6th to celebrate him opening up his first church in the city of Norfolk, Virginia. He was also known as a faith healer. He would have different tent revivals. And there was so many people coming to the tent revivals that he couldn't call them all up at once. So what he did was he handed out a ticket. You know, he gave everybody a number and would call them up by number. And I thought about it. I said, I'm so glad that Jesus is the Lord thy God that healeth thee, and that he can heal all of us at the same time. He don't have to give us a number. We don't have to stand in line tonight.
All right.
So God is good. Also, he sold different products. I mean, he was just like some of these preachers today doing his tent revivals. He was selling different products, cookies and creams and shoe powder, coffee, beans. What does this have to do with the Word of God? Why wouldn't you giving out Bibles? You had enough money where you could give everybody a Bible that came to the tent revival. Why is it that when people come to these services, it's always about money, it's always about prosperity? There's no difference in the preachers today. They're doing the same thing that Daddy Grace did when he came. He was a prosperity preacher. He was not concerned about the souls of men. He was concerned about making money. He started off as a railroad cook. He got tired of being a railroad cook. He found out that he could go into the poorest neighborhoods and make money off of these poor people. And it's just sad. And it's a lot of them doing the same thing. Benny Hinn is doing the same thing. He called himself a so-called faith healer. He's not a healer. Only Jesus can heal you. God is the Lord thy God that healeth thee, not man. Man cannot heal you. Man can touch and agree with you, but man cannot heal your body. Thank you, Jesus. We need to wake up as the body of Christ, and we need to read our Bibles and find out what the Word of God is saying to us tonight.
Right.
So I just thank God for that. Turn it back over to the host.
I tell you, Dad of Grace might be gone, but I'm telling you, some of these same people are coming behind them, the same guru spirit, you know, like Jim Jones and even T.D. Jakes. I mean, come on, wake up, pay attention here. These people, these prosperity preachers talking about money and everything, they, you know, what should a man of God really be doing? What should he really be building? Should he be building your life or an empire? Think about it. What should they be building? You're supposed to be building people's lives. What was Noah doing? You know, he was preaching the word of God, trying to prepare people before the flood came, and they didn't want to hear. He was trying, he was concerned about people's soul. He wasn't trying to get money and, you know, trying to build an empire for himself. He was instructed by the word of God, listening to God telling him what to do to prepare the people for safety. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Ready Church. We're trying to prepare you for safety on today. Brother,
Ajahn. This is George D. on the Ready Church tonight. I will tell you some things about the United House of Prayer, some of the things that probably already been discussed with some that are just tuning in tonight for the first time, that the United House of Prayer for All People is an occult group, and they have masonry embedded into their organization. Bishop McCullough, he's one of their bishops that came out on the scene after Daddy Grace, the founder of that organization, which Sweet Daddy Grace, he is not our Father. He is not Father God. He is not Jesus. He is not the Holy Spirit. And this man is worshipped as such. He's worshipped as a God, and he professed to have healing powers and that he can raise the dead, which he cannot. He did not raise the dead while he was here. You people that was in the organization know that he didn't raise the dead. They said that after he died, you know, the world will end. As I said last time, from a recap, just recapping what I said, the world hasn't ended. It's been 54 years this coming January that the man has been deceased. So there are just a number of things. So we are to expose and reprove these false doctrines, the darkness, and that's what we're doing.
We also have Pastor Harris. Welcome.
Welcome. Glad to be back on the broadcast again. I just simply just want to read one scripture in regards to the United House of Prayer for All People and its present leadership is false, the beginning was false, and the present is false. Here Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And that's what we're seeing today as one of the number one tools that Satan used. It is to deceive you. And one of the first statements that Jesus told his disciples when they asked what would be the signs of his coming and of the end of the world, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and 4, Jesus answered and said unto his disciples, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So that's why it's so important for you to get familiarized with your Bible and get in that word and know what the word of God is saying. Out of the mouth, the Bible said, man shall live by bread, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And my word is to you and to the internet audience is to get familiar with the word of God. You got all types of prophets that will come to you and tell you that the Lord is saying certain things, so that's why you better know what the scripture is saying so you won't be let off track or they get you under some hypnotic suggestion state and then you just, you know, you'll be under their whatever they suggest to you. So you must get in the word of God and let that word get in you, and then you'll be able to discern whatever said to you, is it of God or is it the enemy that's speaking? So that we thank God for this broadcast, just making Christians aware, whosoever will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, just open your heart, open your ears, open your life to hear truth, and the truth will make you free.
Praise the Lord. Yes, the truth will make you free. As I said, there's a lot of growing churches, occult groups all across America just, you know, popping up left and right. That's why you really need to seek the Word of God, because we got all these different Bibles and different translations, and people just making their own, you know, doctrine today, their own teaching, and they're fooling you, they're tricking you. The Word of God says, who has bewitched you? It has to be a person to trick you up and to cross you up. What happened to the, the church was growing, you know, daily, such as it was to be saved in the book of Acts. What happened to that? What happened to that? Why is it about money now and houses and cars and fame? Why is it not about souls? It's supposed to be about souls. Jesus came to restore us where, you know, where sin separated us from God. Jesus came to restore us back. But when you look at all these leaders like Daddy Grace and, I mean, you know, and McCullen and, like I said, and Jason, Jim Jones, I mean, it's just a list of them. You need to, you know, study God's word so you can see and you will know and discern truth when you hear it. Because I'm telling you, the enemy, he's tricky, he's cunning, and the word of God had already prepared us that, you know, there will be some coming, you know, with seducing spirits and doctrines and teachings of devils. Oh, yes. It's here right now, you know, all across America. They're talking about, I mean, the churches are looking like, you know, the Roman Catholic system. Everybody's dressing like the Pope, looking like the Pope, sounding like the Pope. And, I mean, everything is leading to the oneness of the Catholic denomination. And as I said, we study, you will see what's really going on around about you. I mean, years ago and even today in the Catholic Church, they do bingo and all these games and stuff like that in the house of God. Come on. Now you're looking at the other churches or leaders like Jason, you know, different ones. Now you got all this filth and pollution that came up in the house of God. I mean, corrupt is easy. You know, the devil is subtle. You know, he come in, you know, talking with these big fancy words, and everybody wants to be like Jason. Everybody want to know how did this man come from Virginia, West Virginia, and all of a sudden he just blew up all of at once. You know, I want to be like him. What happened to being like Jesus? And, you know, and with all this stuff, you know, he was preaching and teaching, and then he just eased his way in, you know, with the worldly stuff, secular music, secular this and secular that. That's how the enemy does, you know. So we here at the Reddit Church, we just want to help you to know that it's not about being, you know, building empires for men. It's about building your life, about building your soul, you know. Jesus had a multitude that followed him only until he told him to eat up his flesh and drink up his blood. Oh, yeah, and then the word of God said they followed him no longer. He left with 12, and one of them was the devil. So come on now. I mean, you need to study and dig in the word of God. You're seeing so much going on. The world and the church looks the same, and that's the same way it was doing when Daddy McCullen and Grace and Daddy Grace and people were worshiping these men and throwing money at their feet. And you see it today. They're throwing money at their feet. That Leroy Thompson and Creflo Dollar, they running all across the stage with money, I mean, under their feet. They laughing at y'all, and they telling you, and they got you stretched forth your hand, money coming to you. No, you stretching forth your hand, and they asking you to come up, and the money is coming to them, not to you. Don't be deceived. They help. You are helping them with their dream. What happened to yours? Come on, wake up, church. Jesus is soon to come. You know, we see the signs all around about us. Brother, help me.
I was seeing that a lot about this United House of Prayer. Is that, you know, during that time, there was a lot of people that was involved in it, just as there is now, and they didn't see it as a cult
right. Even
back then, but it is a cult, and even in that parade, I don't want to go anywhere to a church that you walk in and that you see all these pictures of these dead men being held up, and you seeing all these pictures of them, you know, invoking their presence. I mean, they're gone.
Right.
And we're supposed to be worshiping God, and we gotta keep there looking at those pictures, and you parading out on the streets and holding up their pictures, and who are you, you know, introducing? Who? What is your goal? You know, these men who have gone on, and you, you know, you're holding up that, and, you know, that's not representing Jesus Christ. I'm seeing that a lot of people are saying that, you know, that there was people, you know, in the earth, and there was prophets and different things, and they're trying to compare him to Moses, trying to compare dead grace to Moses and different ones in the Bible. And but these people are lifted up as God, and they're clearly being seen as that. Just as I said, when you walk in there, you see those pictures, and, you know, and they're holding it up. Each one that has died, they keep their picture, and they hold it up just as if they're there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the same thing. If you even think back, even Saddam Hussein, they were lifting up his picture and worshiping and shouting his name out in the streets. It's the same thing that you saw with Daddy Grace. I mean, you know, people lifting him up and got his picture up, and they did the same thing. You know, so, I mean, we need to, I know you see, so you should have some caution lights. Some should be blinking,
right.
You know. I mean, some radars should be going up when you go into some of these churches and you see it's the same thing that you had in a nightclub. The lights are down, and, I mean, people just doing in and everything, humping, crumping, just, I mean, come on. And they were doing the same thing with Daddy Grace. If you look at some of those pictures back, you know, when they shouting and crying and falling out just like they did with Obama. Come on, these men are trying to take the worship from the Lord. No, we got to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. He came. Oh, yes, only Jesus can save your soul. Only Jesus can heal your body. Only Jesus can make you whole in a day like this. Only Jesus. Jesus is the way. Oh, yes, he's the truth and he's life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Are we
going to
turn it over to Pastor?
Amen. We can't emphasize enough your worship exclusively should be towards the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. He said, thou shalt have no other gods. Exodus 20 gives us the Ten Commandments. And that's, you know, one of the commandments that he gave to the children of Israel, and likewise to us, that same commandment. Jesus said, if I be lifted, he said, I'll draw men unto myself. And you got to be very careful, but Jesus warned us in the scripture that such men will rise up, mentioning and making mention of Christ, but pointing to themselves as Christ or the Messiah. I want to read you another scripture from Deuteronomy. Kind of keep you ever in the Word of God as we go along and discuss about the house of prayer for all people, which is, they had four leaders, Daddy Grace, McCullum, Madison, and now it is the leader, the last leader that they have right now, present leader, David. So just be aware, make sure that Jesus is a central focus of our conversation. And whoever people talk about, that's the one who they exalt and lift up. You know, Jesus is the one who should be the main focus of our conversation. Deuteronomy chapter 13 and verse 13, the scripture says, certain men, the children of Belial. The word Belial means Satan. And a lot of these leaders that folk are lifting up, they are the children of Belial, or the sons of the devil himself. The Bible said, are going out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. And that's the marker that you got to be careful of. These folks are saying a little bit about Christ, and even in the house of prayer for all people, the songs that we sing and making, the Bible says, make your melody in your heart to the Lord. They put their leader's name in that passage where we talk about how, you know, sweet the name of Jesus. They'll talk about their particular leader and put his name in there. So he's just mere man. Paul said we're just mere men like you are. Don't worship us. And there's a scripture in the passage in the book of Acts where the people try to lift Paul and Barnabas up as gods. And that's what we're trying to convey to you. A lot of them are lifting up these men that are in the spotlight today as gods. And that's totally unscriptural. It's totally wrong. It's totally unbiblical. The only person you should be lifting up, it is Jesus. And Jesus alone. He's the only one that can spill holy blood and pay for your sins and rose again on the third day. He's the only one that we should be lifting up as Christians. And I want you to understand, if you got a good, strong, biblical Bible teaching leader, the Bible says to honor them for their work's sake. But worship exclusively belongs to God Almighty himself and him only. And a lot of these leaders get you under hypnotic suggestion and suggest certain things to you. And folk without even thinking about it, without even praying about it, they just do whatever they say because they feel like they are, you know, gods, and they can say anything to them. And most of the time people are so mesmerized that they'll do whatever that these so-called spotlight leaders are saying. But also in leadership, there's not only, you know, privileges, but it's also along with privilege. There is a responsibility. He said, "Too much is given, much is required." And our obligation, and one day, you know, we're going to, leaders that are men and call themselves leader over people, they're going to give an account. Ezekiel chapter 3 talks about it, that he has set watchmen over the people, and that if they don't warn the people of their iniquities, of their sins, that the blood is going to be required to them in the day of judgment. This is serious work. Saints of God, that we speak truth, that we speak the truth in love in these last and evil days.
Thank you, Jesus. Like the pastor stated, Daddy Grace wanted to be worshipped. In our studies, we found that he had young women in his church that would be up worshiping and standing him, you know, like he was a god. He is not God. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He is not God, he is not in heaven. So we just thank God for the word tonight. You know, it's like he had a spell upon people. We've seen some of the parades online and how it was thousands of people lined up to see just one man. And you can't get people to line up to even come to church to hear about the name of Jesus. But you can get them to go to a parade and dance around and jump around and holler out and shout out this man's name, but yet they will not call on the name of Jesus to be saved. So we thank God on today. We notice that his fits, he had red, white, and blue fingernails. What in the world? This man wanted to be worshipped. He wanted to be noticed for his glitzy jewelry, his suits, and all the things that he wore. He was no different from the prosperity preachers that we see today. So we just thank God for the Ready Church tonight and the discussion on the United House of Prayer.
I would like to say, you know, that when I said that, you know, when you walk inside the church, I don't care if it's the current pastor or anybody, the picture should not be up behind a pulpit or anywhere like that where you come in there, you focusing on that person. That should not be going on. It's not to belittle anybody's loved ones or anything like that. It's to say that we're supposed to give reference to God. That, you know, that's his house. My house shall be called the house of prayer. That's what he said. So that's what I was saying when I made that statement. Also, there was a statement that was made by Bishop Bailey, and he was talking about how to just call Daddy. He was saying that you should call You know, like when you're in a situation, you just call Dad. He didn't say anything about Jesus. He said, call Daddy. That is nowhere to be found in the Bible. You know, we go to, you know, I have a father. We don't go to whatever way they're trying to come up with it and say, you know, Daddy, because that's what they call themselves. So when they're talking about, you know, you call on Daddy, that's not the scripture. You know, that gets into something else, you know, like, you know, sugar daddy, sweet daddy, and all that kind of stuff. I know some of you might be familiar with, there's an artist even out, Shay, I think his name was Shay Norman. He has that song with 'Tis So Sweet and To Trust in Jesus, and he goes into saying, Daddy, Daddy, no, that's not the word of God. So you got to be on guard when you hear those flaky things like that coming up in different songs and different organizations. You got to be alert and on guard. You know, we're not negating the fact that, you know, some of these people might have children and different things, but this is you're going into having these congregants, the call their sugar daddy, sweet daddy, anytime. You know, day or night and all this kind of stuff, that gets into something right there. And as I said, this person is telling you to call Daddy, Daddy, and who is that? What name are you invoking? You're invoking their name. You're not talking about God. Amen. You're talking about Daddy, fill in the blank, Daddy Grace, Daddy Madison, Daddy McCullough. So, yeah.
A lot of, like he was saying about the name Daddy, a lot of prostitutes call their pimps Daddy. So, you know, you definitely have to say, Jesus said, for my name's sake, y'all, we have to call upon the name of Jesus in this last hour. And we thank God on that for tonight. You have to be able to distinguish the difference. I mean, even in their worship service, it's like going to Louisiana and going to the Mardi Gras when you go into their church service. It's just wow, it's out of control in there. How can anybody call on Jesus in the house of prayer? How can anybody be saved? How can you be healed in that place? It's just wow, like a bunch of wild animals jumping around, the music loud. That's not God's house. If you're supposed to pray, you couldn't pray in there. And they got the name My House because, I mean, the house of prayer. Ain't no way y'all praying in there. It's just a lot of chaos and confusion. How can anybody get anything? I know they can't hear the word in there. The music's so loud. So, I mean, I'm telling y'all, people need to come out of there. It is an occult. And you need to come out. Come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Some people in there might really want to know truth. We're trying to give it to you here at the Ready Church. I pray that someone's heart and ears will be open and receive this word on tonight. Get out while the blood is still running warm in your veins. Get out while you have a chance. Like he said, Daddy Grace ain't coming back. He is not Jesus Christ. He's not going to rise or be raised from the dead. He can't raise you from the dead. Get out while you still have a chance.
Amen. I tell you, Pastor came from 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 12. He said, now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord, you know. And then over in verse 22, it said, now Eli was very old, and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they were laying with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And we know that that's been a lot going on in the house of God, not only, you know, but we're talking about not only the United House of Prayer, but a lot of these pastors and ministers today, you know, are laying with the women in the church now. Come on, and they even said Daddy Grace, you know, he liked purple and pink and all that. I mean, something wrong here, you know, as a leader and as a man of God, you know, and nails on the women, you know, come on now. And even on the front of their church, you know, they got the Baphomet signs. And, I mean, so much going on. You ought to tell before you go in the house. You see the stuff on the door. You see it right before your face. So you already know what you're entering into. And wherever you go, you have to be careful who doors you walk through, because whoever doors you walk through, you can get anything that's going on in the house. So today we're going to turn it back over to my guest.
On the United House of Prayer, there's, you know, several videos that you can see where it goes into precisely some of the details. Everything that we said here can be verified.
Yes.
It can. And so, you know, there's even one wherein that Bishop McCullough was swimming. He was swimming backwards at the baptismal. So, you know, and another one where, you know, the people were being baptized with like a water hose and sprinkling. What is going on? So it's not of God. So, you know, a lot of the colors that they use, there's even one wherein they have the picture of, you know, Daddy Grace at the top and then the other two down below. And they got it symbolized like, you know, like three crosses. You know, the top cross being Daddy Grace, like, you know, as who she's, yeah, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So they have it set precisely just like that, three crosses. And they're red and blue, and those colors are synonymous with the colors that are used with the masonry, the Freemasonry colors.
Yes, and we just trying to bring clarity and truth to you so that God can do something inside of you that only He can do. Everything that God does inside of us is eternal. It is permanent. Just want to stay right in the Word of God. I'm going to read you a scripture from Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. You hear the prophet. That God speaks through the prophet Jeremiah. And if you notice, most of the prophets in the Bible won't prophesy like some of these, guys are prophesying with, you know, he's going to bless you with this, he's going to bless you with a house, he's going to do all these other things, he's going to make you a millionaire. But yet, you don't have a committed, devoted relationship with the Lord. First thing is that God comes in your heart through Jesus Christ and have a relationship with Him through His Son. That's the first step. But a lot of times, a lot of these, if you really examine some of these prophets, they're not prophesying as the prophets Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah prophesied. Most of the stuff they prophesied, it is earthly stuff. They're not prophesying and seeing things that will cause your soul to be purified.
Yes.
And most of the time when the word of the Lord comes out of the mouth of the prophet, he comes to, you know, to shake some things up and yet build God's foundation in your life. When you read your word from Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. And I know a lot of them saying now that God is doing a new thing, Isaiah 43:19, but he ain't doing something so new that it's extra-biblical. Some of this stuff that they're saying that God is doing is extra-biblical. And a lot of them, in a sense, I can't help getting away from this, a lot of them have messed up characters. Their characters messed up. They got a shady lifestyle. You know, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. And a lot of people, saints of God, start checking out what people say versus, you know, how they live. You know, whether or not it proves whether or not they really believe God and live by the standard of the Word of God. But a lot of them, is a whole lot of them, preachers on the same wavelength like Daddy Grace and Colors and the other leaders, Madison and Bailey, They're all after what they can get. They like Eli. Eli, the Bible said he was a high priest. He got fat off of the offerings, and his sons came in. The Bible said they were the sons of Belial, of the devil, of Satan, and they only wanted the best offering. And then they had a process of receiving the offering and bore the meat or whatever sacrifice they bring, and they had to have three prongs or three hooks. And whatever they picked up off on those three prongs or three hooks, it was their portion. But Eli and Hophanaz were greedy. They said, we don't even cook it. We want it raw. And if you don't give it to us, we're going to take it by force. And we're seeing a lot of spiritual abuse in the house of God. And as, you know, the host said, they was lying with the women. And they're not only lying with women, they're lying with little boys. They're lying with little girls. They're lying with their congregants. And that is spiritual incest. And a lot of them even are walking in this manner. And God rebuked Eli for allowing this to happen in Shiloh, in the house of God. And do you not think that God's going to allow men, those that are in high positions, to sleep with the sheep, commit spiritual incest, and God not judge them? God judged Eli's house. He said, I'm not even going to accept an offering. I'm not going to even accept a sacrifice. Eli, you didn't listen when I told you to go ahead and talk to him. See, some things has to be removed. Some things that are going in the house of God, bishop, God is holding you responsible. Apostle, God is holding you responsible. Prophet, God is holding you responsible. You've got certain privileges, but also with your privilege, bishop, there is a responsibility from the Lord. And I say to you, thus saith God, that God is going to judge you for not bringing correction. And some of those folks that sleep with the women in the church, bishop, God is going to hold you responsible, especially when you know about the activity that's going on under your authority in some of the churches that you bishop. God is going to judge you. He's going to hold you accountable. Eli's house ain't going to be the only one that he's going to judge, but he's going to judge your house, bishop. He's going to judge your house, apostle, the high and mighty, because you're in these high positions. God Almighty is going to bring his hand down upon your ministry, and not only will your ministry suffer, but God is going to judge your children. Your children are going to suffer. Your grandchildren are going to suffer because you did not make proper changes and correction to remove some of those adulterers and fornicators that's preaching out of your pulpits every Sunday. He said, where is the good way? See, what's wrong with a lot of y'all fruit, nuts, and flake Christians nowadays? See, we got a lot of fruit, nuts, and flake Christians. We got a granola bar church where folk don't have no good, solid foundation. In everything that you do, you need a solid foundation. And that's why you need people around you that have solid foundation that can help you and sharpen you. The scripture said iron sharpeneth iron. And God just simply wants to sharpen you, saints of God. He wants you to submit to somebody. And even Jesus Christ himself submitted to the baptism of John the Baptist. He said, I'm not worthy